With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation headed now to Copenhagen Friday in an attempt to show unity between the U.S. and Denmark. That as President Trump keeps an eye on Greenland, which he calls a strategic piece of real estate. Meanwhile, no shortage of opinions in Greenland.
Naja Nathanielsen, Greenland's Minister for Business and Mineral Resources, urged the Trump administration to listen to the people there.
We have no intention of becoming American. It is not something we have aimed for, worked for, but we have worked towards more collaboration with Americans for many, many years. We are an American ally.
Nathanielsen says Greenlanders are not sleeping. Children are afraid. President Trump has pushed the issue and is considering a range of options, including military force, to acquire Greenland.
For others, this might be a piece of land, but for us, it's home.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous Danish territory. I'm Ed Donahue.
Day two of the nurses' strike in New York.
Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract. It's about health care, health insurance for the nurses. It's about safety.
The private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. Julie Walker, New York.
A lot of rotten news today, so here's some good news. Six puppies in Washington State have recovered after being treated for a suspected drug overdose. Firefighters revived them. It's believed the dogs ate some fentanyl. They now have a clean bill of health and remain in quarantine for a while and will soon be released to their new homes. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
A federal judge has ordered the Lexington Public School District and Joseph Estabrook Elementary to stop pushing gay storybooks on Christian kids. A father is suing to keep his five-year-old from being exposed to LGBT books and lessons, and the judge has granted a preliminary injunction. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parents in Maryland have the right to opt their children out of homosexual books and lessons in public schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious leaders and civil rights activists condemning arson over the weekend that damaged historic Mississippi synagogue. The Beth Israel congregation had been bombed decades ago for the congregation's role in the civil rights movement. Synagogue leaders say they're assessing damage but will continue regular worship programs and services, likely to be held at a local church that reached out with help. This is SRN News. The earnings season getting off to a bit of a sluggish start. Here's Seth Soutell.
Wall Street edged back from its records after the latest profit reporting season for big companies got off to a mixed start. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 398 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite fell by 0.1%. J.P. Morgan Chase was one of the heaviest weights in the market following its profit report. The nation's biggest bank fell by 4.2%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. That came after an update on inflation strengthened expectations that the Federal Reserve may be able to cut its main interest rate at least twice this year. Seth Soutell, New York.
And, of course, it has been a rough few days or week for the Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Meanwhile, central bankers from all around the world have expressed full support for Powell. More details, srnnews.com.